Animal rights activists are sounding the alarm about legislation pending in Albany that would end the state's long-standing ban on snare-type animal traps. Brian Shapiro is the New York State Director of the Humane Society of the United States. He says there is good reason live restraint cable-type traps have long been outlawed in the state. He explains they don't kill animals outright, but instead subject them to what he calls a cycle of torture.
An animal can break its teeth chewing on the cable, trying to get out, struggling over and over again in these types of devices, and we're hoping that Albany lawmakers will do the humane thing.
Bills are pending in both the Assembly and Senate, and Shapiro says his group is urging New Yorkers to let their lawmakers know their views about ending the ban on this type of trap. Proponents of the measure say that cable traps are inexpensive and work better in colder weather than older types. They believe allowing the traps will help counties like Westchester deal with the growing number of coyotes in the area. Shapiro disagrees.
Legalizing these types of traps is not going to affect the coyote population. It's going to cause a lot of suffering for other animals.
Shapiro says some in the hunting community also have expressed concerns that the traps are both ineffective and inhumane. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.